Dictation 9th of September patient. Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T, date of birth, 7/15/1970, period, paragraph. Vicky Wyatt was seen for evaluation of possible thyroid dysfunction, per paragraph. She had thyroid function tests performed recently, showing a free T4 0.55, comma, slightly lower than normal, TSH on two occasions of 2.03 and 1.32, per paragraph. She has no specific complaints at this time apart from perimenopausal symptoms, period. She denied shakes or tremors or other symptoms suggestive of hyperthyroidism, per paragraph. Past history is notable for supraventricular tachycardia and fibromyalgia, per paragraph. Family history is notable for a niece who has hypothyroidism, per paragraph. She has had a previous ablation therapy for her tachycardia and now is in regular sinus rhythm, per paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, the load being 5 milligrams daily and hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable, apart from perimenopausal symptoms, comma, irritable bowel syndrome, and some issues with sleeping. It appears that 12 systems were evaluated. Paragraph on examination, blood pressure, 134 over 80, comma, weight 204 pounds. BMI is 35, period of the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was at a large, there were lower level lymph nodes and masses palpable. The neck of the house, sounds overall, the lungs were clear. The peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph impression. Thyroid blood test dysfunction come up without overt hypothyroidism, period. She also has perimenopausal symptoms and fibromyalgia, per paragraph. We discussed a number of issues, including thyroid function testing and occasional problems with accurate lab testing, per paragraph. At this point, no further intervention is thought necessary for an underlying thyroid problem, per paragraph. Next, end of dictation.